You are now entering the world of Blissful Living, broadcasting around the globe and on the Blissful Living Network with Rochelle Marie Lawson. Are you lacking energy, clarity, and that sense of true well-being? Are you overworked, underpaid, and know that you deserve more in life? You are not alone. Improve your wellness, wisdom, and wealth so that you can step into living the life of your dreams. And now, here's your host of Blissful Living, the queen of feeling fabulous, Rochelle Marie Lawson.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blissful Living. This is the queen of feeling fabulous, Rochelle Marie Lawson, and I have another special show for you. I know I've been running a lot of special shows, but this show is also special, falls into that category, because generally, as you know, if you've been listening for a while, I generally have like one guest. Every now and then I'll have two guests appear on the show at the same time. But lo and behold, are you guys in for a store today? Because I have two fabulous gals on with me, and we're going to have a conversation, of course, about being fierce, fearless, and unstoppable as we work our way towards the Fearless Women's Unstoppable Virtual Summit. So I want you to take time to find a place to relax, grab something to write with, your favorite beverage, and dedicate the next 30 minutes or so to yourself and just loving yourself and being able to spend time with yourself and listen to us, ladies, chat. It's going to be very intriguing, and I guarantee you, you will learn something new that you didn't know prior to us starting the show. So hang on, stay tight, and I'm going to tell you about the guest in a few minutes. First of all, I want to thank our sponsors, Blissful Living For You at Blissful Living, the number four, the letter U.com. If you're interested in signing up for the virtual summit or wanting to know more about the Unstoppable Woman Summit, you can find out all kinds of information at Blissful Living, the number four, the letter U.com. And of course, they have a bunch of other fabulous things out there for you to help you elevate your wellness, wisdom, and well. So check out Blissful Living, the number four, the letter U.com, who's a fabulous host sponsor for this show. And then our next sponsor for the show is All Day Cable Incorporated. All Day Cable is a telecommunications installation company located in the heart of Silicon Valley. They've been in business since 1989, and they've survived every kind of economic challenge we could possibly have had in the last 30 years. And they're still doing business, and they install voice data, fiber optic, set up wireless systems, and basically set up large companies, small companies, or medium companies, network distribution systems, so that when you make that connection to your customer on the other end of your phone, computer, what have you, you make that connection, and it's the right connection the first time. So if you have a need, or you know a company that does, or you're curious, check out All Day Cable Inc. at alldaycableinc.com. Now, let's talk about today's show. So, as you know, I've been running a host of shows, or a couple of shows, about being fierce, fearless, and unstoppable, turning your passion into your purpose. And today's two ladies, our two fabulous guests that we have with us today, is going to share with you some wisdom behind what has made them fierce, fearless, and unstoppable. And I guarantee, like I said, hopefully you've got a note, pad and a piece of paper, I'm sorry, and a piece of something to write with, a pen, a pencil, something, so that you can capture some of these words of wisdom that might just change your life, and you might just have to dive into being fierce, fearless, and unstoppable like us. So the first guest I want to talk to you about or share wisdom with you about her, her name is Sherry Caulfield, and having founded three successful small businesses, taking one to over the seven-figure mark, Sherry partners with extraordinary women who have left the sure thing of a career to replace or exceed the income they left behind with a location-independent business that they love. Now, 2 years ago, Sherry sold her home and most of her possessions to travel the world, taking her coaching and consulting business with her, and she's never looked back. Now, who wouldn't want that, to be anywhere and still have a business and make money? Leveraging her step-by-step Freedom Finder formula, Sherry's clients create a customized plan to build a business around the lifestyle they want to create and the income it will take to support it. Love it. Sherry is living proof that you can build a business that allows you to work when you want, from wherever you want, and make a huge difference doing it. So that is our first guest, Miss Sherry. And then our next guest, let me tell you about her. Marsha, and I know I'm going to blow this. God, dog it, I thought I had it. Marsha Gleit. Marsha Gleit is a professional life coach and is the founder and CEO of OMG Coaching Group. After 30 years working in C-level positions in corporate America, she found her passion for impacting people who impact children. I love that. What a better arena to do that than in the camp industry. You know, kids generally go to camp during the summertime, but a little different this time of year, this year. During her personal journey to find happiness, Marsha found that she was a giver, a fixer, and the go-to person. What was missing in her life was caring for her own needs. Her unhealthy, stressful lifestyle led to amputation of three toes, and that is when she became passionate about her own self-care. Practicing daily self-care changes her in her ways that she could not have imagined. Self-care is the cornerstone of her practice, and she believes you must put your oxygen mask on first so you can serve others with your best self and be your best. Now, whether she is coaching one-on-one with clients or in a group coaching or counselor training setting, Marsha creates a humorous and fun environment for you to dig down deep, which is what we all need to do, but some of us don't like doing it. Discover your true desires, because who would not want to have their true desires fulfilled? And create the kind of success you've dreamed about, or dreaming about, or want to dream about. And so there we have it, Miss Marsha to Blissful Living. So, ladies, I want to just say thank you so much for being guests on Blissful Living. I think it's going to be a very fun show. And listeners, stay tuned, because we're going to go for a ride. Okay, so I want to break out. I want to just break out and start with Sherry. So, Sherry.
Absolutely. Yeah. Glad to be here.
Girl, thank you again. Thank you. Sherry, I love what you are all about. Like, who would not want to have a business where they could be anywhere in the world and still do their business and still make money? Let me ask you, when you decided to sell your home and most of your personal possessions to travel the world, what made you step into that very fierce and fearless act?
Well, the bottom line was that I have a process I go through every year where I create a vision letter for my life and my business. And it's something I do with every one of my clients, and it's really the cornerstone of how I support my clients to create the life that they want to live first, and then create a business that fits into that lifestyle. And the very long story short is, about 3 years ago now, updating that vision letter, I had this knock upside the head moment, and anybody ever had one of those, where I realized that I kept saying, I wanted to travel full-time, and I wanted to live in Europe for a year, and every year I'd update my vision letter, and yet I still hadn't done it. And I really just felt, quite honestly, out of integrity, because here I was telling my clients that they get to design their business so it fits into their life, yet I wasn't living that. And that was really the day that I just decided, you know, no more. And I completely changed my business model, mostly on the marketing side. My clients, I pretty much could do virtually anywhere. Completely changed my marketing model for my business, and sold my house, put all my possessions that I wanted to keep in storage, and started traveling. And 2.5 years later, I was in March in New Zealand when the whole pandemic hit, and I have been traveling ever since, and absolutely adore it.
Wow, that's beautiful. That's you know, there are so many people I've came across that would love to have that type of lifestyle and do what you did, and I want to say have the wherewithal to be confident in making their decision to sell their house and their, you know, some of their possessions and just go for it and travel around the world. When you decide, go ahead, Sherry.
Well, I was just going to say that, too, that location independent means different things to different people. For me, it means literally selling my house and traveling full-time. But for a lot of my clients, it can mean different things. For instance, I work with quite a few military spouses that they have to have a location independent business if they want to, so that they can have a business that they can pick up and move when their husband or wife, depending on the situation, gets transferred. Or it might mean location independent might be a mom that wants to be able to do whatever she needs to support her kids and fit her business around it so she can work from her laptop at, you know, in the park or wherever it is. So
right.
To me, it's more about, the, like you talk about being the fierce and freedom. It's more about the freedom and flexibility to live it, to live your life and your business on your terms, whatever that means to you. And I think that's what you're all about every day in your business.
Yeah, I love it. So I'm gonna say I'm shooting you a high five or a pound or a shoulder.
Okay, yeah.
I don't know what even is appropriate right now because I was actually in Australia and got back literally the day before.
Really?
The really lovely coronavirus.
I know, and I'm bummed because I was just about 2 months into what was supposed to be about 6 months in New Zealand and Australia. So I was pretty bummed, but you know what? It'll be there when I can go back, right? And in the meantime,
they let us back in, right?
Yeah, right.
They do.
Exactly.
So true.
Yeah. That's great to hear, and I think it's great for people out there listening to hear this because, you know, we can do this, and that is really what the Unstoppable Woman Summit is all about, is helping to empower all of you or inspire, motivate for you, all of you out there listening that have had a dream of doing something where you can be sitting at your daughter's dance practice like I did for many years, six mm-hmm. hours every day and still be able to do my business, or be in Australia,
right. Still
make money, be able to do my business, or heck, mm-hmm. be in Ireland and be at the Guinness house and learn how to be a certified Guinness pourer and still be able to do my business. You know, it doesn't matter where
exactly.
I'm at, you know, so it's beautiful. Now, I want to step into you, Ms. Marcia, because I love something you do and what you're passionate about, and that is impacting people who impact children. Can you share a little bit more about that with our listeners?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the reasons that I chose the camping industry to be one of the niches that I actually spend a lot of time in is because, you know, what I hear from our camp directors is that I could give up 8 or 9 weeks of my life and go at 100 miles per hour, and then I have the rest of the year. And it's not really the case. But what they are role models, and they're role models to the counselors who are our late teens, early 20s, right? And they're a role model to the kids that are actually enrolled in camp. So when we teach self-care to the directors, and then directors can teach it down to the counselors, and then integrate it into the camping programs, it's a way to impact people who are impacting people, and especially impacting kids, because I don't want them to be 50 years old like me and first realizing that I can have a job and I can take care of me and I can have my health and I can have happiness.
Right.
The kids at the ages of, you know, 9, 10, 11, they have so much anxiety and so many suicide and bullying. The numbers are so rapidly growing that just having a program where they can go and learn that I'm important and I can love myself. And it's from the top because not all of our parents are teaching our kids that.
Right. Thank you for sharing that because it's huge as, you know, as a kid. I just remember being a kid, and not that was that long ago. No, I'm kidding. but I remember being a kid in the summer and my I'm the only girl in my whole family. So my cousins, a couple of the boy cousins that were really close that basically saw every single day, we went to school together, all of that, they would go away to summer camp and would come back with these great stories and, you know, about their camp leaders and, you know, the other people, I'm not sure what the appropriate name, but the camp, like the director and the leaders and the group right. activities and all this stuff. And I never had an opportunity to go to that. My only experience was some type of summer camp was when I became a cheerleader in high school. We went off to summer camp right. for cheerleading, mm-hmm. but it wasn't the same experience. I was a Girl Scout, but I never got to go to Girl Scout camp. And so when I hear these stories about how these kids come back in years later, talk about an experience that they had when they were at summer camp with a director or a volunteer or
the
group leader or whoever
yeah.
that, yeah, did something that changed their life or said something to them that stuck with them and gave them that, you know, that drive for perseverance to achieve whatever it is they wanted to achieve. That makes me feel so warm-hearted because a lot of people, I think sometimes we forget about the kids that don't have opportunities, that don't have role models, and they are sent off to camp, but their camp directors or camp counselors or camp leaders become role models for them, and it can be very impactful for a child. And so I love that, and I love how that is the area that you focus on with empowering people to step into that passion and knowing that you can do it, you can have a purpose, and you can definitely be successful with it. The other thing I wanted to ask you about was you had discussing and telling the listeners about you had an unhealthy and stressful lifestyle that led to the amputation of three toes.
Yep.
Now, I always talk about health being our greatest asset, our wellness is our greatest, greatest asset. And so can you just share with the listeners what was the most profound thing that you realized, not for the fact that you had your toes amputated, but what was the most profound thing or the most profound moment that made you realize that things have got to get better if you're going to continue to be able to be unstoppable and help all these people that are waiting for you to help them, you know, be available to them? What was the most profound
yeah.
thing with the amputation of your toes
yeah.
that came into enlightenment for you?
I think my light bulb or aha moment, as us coaches like to call it, right, was
yes.
I realized that I always identified myself with my job. If I was happy at my job, then I was happy in life. And if I wasn't happy at my job, then I was unhappy. And I thought I had it all. I mean, talking about what Sherry talked about, being able to quit my nine to five job and have my own business. I mean, that to me was utopia, right? I could work from anywhere and travel. And
right.
what happened? I ended up in the hospital with an infection that got into bloodstream and the rest of the story. And what I realized was you have to be healthy and in order to support that lifestyle.
Wow.
And not being healthy and it's not just healthy in a way, you know, we talk a lot of health, we talk about what we eat and that we exercise and that we, you know, but it's the mindfulness, right? And our emotional
yes.
state and our spiritual well-being. And I thought until I started digging into this whole world, I didn't realize or know that. And once I started turning around and being more grateful and doing my gratitude list and journaling my thankfulness and doing my meditation and so a lot of the things that I added to my life, I realized that I could be happy because I'm happy with who I am and in my skin.
Oh, I love
that.
And that
was my aha.
That's awesome.
Nothing, yeah. And my job was just that. It was a job.
Oh, I love that. Do you know how many people, you know how many people believe that their job is their life? And like you
yeah,
were saying,
mm-hmm.
when you were happy in your job, you were happy. And, you know, they're actually two really complete separate entities. You can be happy and still be unhappy in your job, but you can still be happy. I always tell people that whatever in your mind will emanate in your body. And yeah. So if you're kind of schizophrenic in your mind with and not putting a pun or making fun of the mental illness
yeah.
of schizophrenia, mm-hmm. but just for as everyday people that just kind of are spastic, maybe might be a more appropriate word.
It's that will reflect
in your body.
Yeah.
Exactly. It will reflect in your body, and it will start manifesting mm-hmm. until you hear it, and it becomes loud enough that you actually have to pay attention. I want to go back to Sherry now. Sherry, with regards to never looking back,
yes,
that's just sassy within itself. I just never look back. Can you share with the listeners one of the things that you know, nugget of gold or, you know, a bite of information that's just tantalizing. Mm-hmm. One of the things that you share with your clients about stepping into being this free person that not only lives their business, but lives their dream life. Can you share something?
Sure. For me, it's all about living your bucket list now. And we talk about, you know, your bucket list and one day, you know, when I retire, when I have this amount of money, when I, we always put off that bucket list. And what I've found is that each of us has the ability to live our bucket list now. And as entrepreneurs, as most of your listeners are, we get to create the business that supports that lifestyle. So my bucket list just happens to be traveling full time, but whatever your bucket list is, it's all about creating the vision for that lifestyle first and then deciding what's the business model, if you will, that fits into living that lifestyle. So I mentioned, you know, I had to kind of the knock upside the head. When I realized that I was putting off living my bucket list, I had a business that was dependent on me going and doing a lot of live speaking and live networking. Well, mm-hmm. I couldn't exactly go get on a plane and go to Australia for 6 months and really have that kind of business.
You couldn't?
That doesn't mean... Yeah, I mean, I actually have done some speaking workshops when I've been traveling, but not like I was doing when I was living in Monterey, California, and, you know,
right.
traveling all over California doing speaking. So I had to recreate my business to move completely virtual in terms of the leads that I was generating so that I could
right.
live my bucket list. And I just want everybody, I believe as entrepreneurs, our biggest gift is to share our gift. And when we do that, the world's a better place. But we get to do
goodness.
It in a way that also lets us live the life that we want to live. And as Marcia was saying, that whole self-care, it's having that balance of having our businesses allow us to live that lifestyle, but not take over our life. Because I don't know about you, the two of you, but when I first started my business 20 years ago, you know, all I did was trade a corporate 80-hour a week job for an entrepreneur business with an 80-hour a week job, making a lot less money when I started out, right?
right.
So,
and
yeah,
a lot
so
more
it's,
stress.
It's
yeah.
With
exactly.
a lot more stress, absolutely.
Yeah.
And a lot of the women that I work with are in the same boat where they've left a career or corporate position and they want to create that new lifestyle, but they don't quite know how to do it. So, it's all about starting with vision, getting clarity on what you want. And once you have clarity on it, then getting the support to help you build the business to make that happen. And that's what I love doing. I always talk about I love turning vision into reality.
Well, you know what? I love that because one of my models is you have to be able to visualize what you want in order for you to recognize
mm-hmm.
when it happens in your life, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you never visualize
mm-hmm.
it and you just always, oh, I wish I had a dream. I mean, I wish I could travel the world and have my business. Okay, well, what does that look like for you? Well, I don't know.
Exactly.
Well, how will you know when it happens? If you don't
mm-hmm.
even have a vision, imagination of what you want it to look like. And the other thing I like is that you do a vision letter
mm-hmm.
in essence of a vision board. So, like, for me, I'm very visual, so I need to see stuff.
Right.
I do a visual board.
Yes.
I like writing.
I do both, actually, yeah.
yeah, right? So I like writing because I like to write it out. And then it's interesting when I go back 10, 20, almost 30 years. Well, I've been a business owner for 30 years, but go back and read some of the stuff I wrote and I'm like, oh my God. And it's funny because I could laugh and be like, oh, I remember I was here. It's the funniest thing, but it also helps me to track where I was, how my journey's been, and where I still have this vision of where I want to go. And so thank you for sharing that. And listeners, that's very important. If you want to step in to be unstoppable, you got to look at and realize or visualize, what does unstoppable mean for you? What does turning your passion into your purpose mean for you, right? Like these ladies are talking about. I want to go back to you now, Marcia, because I love this. Oh, I'm just having so much. I'm like, oh, I've like got all these ice cream flavors I can eat and I can put sprinkles on.
I love this too because I love this too because I love a lot of the things that Sherry's talking about and that idea of a vision and seeing where you want to go and break it down into the plan to get there. And that's so important to be able to do that because you can't just climb to the peak of the mountain. You got to do it summit by summit and be able to feel that feeling of accomplishment and momentum.
I love it. And thank you for chiming in on that, Marcia. Now, what I want to ask you, Marcia, is another question with regards to your health and well-being and you helping people to impact their lives, you know, particularly those that impact their lives with children. Now, when you work with your clients or when you are in your zone, so to speak, I don't want to call it an MJ zone for Michael Jordan, but that's what comes to my mind. Although we can channel his energy back in that 90s, 80s and 90s. But when you're in your zone and you're working with people that actually impact the lives of children, do you actually discuss anything around, you know, the well-being of the mind, body, and spirit with regards to them doing the work that they do with children and how them being balanced in that area not only impacts their lives but the lives of the children?
Yes, I definitely talk about that. The reason that really becomes so important is we're talking about children, for all intents and purposes, having full responsibility of children during that summer. You're a camp counselor. You're 22 years old, and you're taking care. You know, you are in charge of a bunk of, say, 10 boys or 10 10-year-old boys or 10 10-year-old girls, right? What responsibility is huge, and giving them the tools to be able to. So, how do you keep that in a positive light, and set boundaries for yourself and these kids? And so, we do a lot of that mindset work and that gratitude, and because it is about the mind, body, and the soul when it comes down to self-care and it comes down to being a role model and being a leader of children. And then if you think about it, they sacrifice their summer, although these kids love it because it's coming back to a safe place every year, but some of them are, so it's a whole different environment, and camp just is a culture that is none other than any culture that you've ever seen. And they're, because of the pressure that these kids are under, learning how to put themselves first and learning how to communicate and set boundaries and understand that somebody else's story is not necessarily the story that they need to tell them, that they need to own. You know, I mean, all of those kind of things that you learn kind of later in life. I'm just a believer in why not learn them now.
Right.
And I teach my kids the same thing. I mean, that's something that I know that I've brought into my house for my kids, is to understand how important this is.
Do you have girls or boys, Marcia?
I have one of each.
Okay, yeah, I did too. So to speak, I have actually three boys and the youngest is a girl, and I think it's very important that we help the younger people to understand. Now, my kids are way grown, like way grown. But my grandkids, I have four granddaughters, and whenever I'm around them, you know, I try to teach them things about being confident, being having self-confidence and persevering. If you don't get it right the first time, doesn't mean that you're wrong. It means that you just got to figure out another way to get it right. We'll just keep persevering and being persistent and, you know, not being afraid if you don't know the answer to something. It's okay if you say you don't know the answer. Not being afraid to not having all the answers. Because I think a lot of times, sometimes we go through life. I know I did. I was the kid that would never say that I didn't understand something or didn't know something or had questions. I would never, ever do that. Now, fortunately, I was a straight-A student, but I don't know why I didn't, but you know what I'm saying? But I should have never felt that way because there were a lot of things that I didn't understand. And instead of spending hours at the kitchen table trying to figure it out, you know, I could have asked a question. And I don't know if it's right, the way I was made up or, you know, but but there's confidence, and you can gain self-confidence and, you know, persistence and persevering just by doing some of the things we're talking about. And particularly, I like to reach out to the gals with this because, you know, there are a lot of young women out there that have phenomenal skills. They're passionate about whatever it is, but no one's ever enlightened them or lit that little candlelight within them that sparks the ability that they can be unstoppable and do whatever it is that they want to do. And for me, I was always that little chick, that little girl. I was a tomboy, very tomboyish because I was the only girl in my family, but very feminine, you know. I don't, and not even on the down low, but just very feminine as well. But I was that type of girl that I always wanted to do something no matter what. And I didn't care if I didn't know about setting a trend or anything. It's just I wanted to do it and I'm going to do it. And I don't care if it was all boys or girls and boys or all girls. If it was something I wanted to do, there was no stopping me because for whatever reason, sometimes I got in trouble, but for whatever reason, it was meant to be. And so it's beautiful to have two fabulous ladies that are fierce, fearless, and unstoppable in two different arenas, but we have this synergy as we're talking, you know, as we're talking right now. And it's like, we're all like, that, you know, as Marcia's talking, I'm like, if I can relate to that, as Sherry's talking, I can relate to that, you know, and it's just a beautiful thing. And I think that's one of the reasons why the Unstoppable Woman Summit needed to come about, because the message here, if you are listening to this, the message here is, we are women, and we come from many varied backgrounds. We do different things. We are different in our spirits, all of that. But when we come together, look at the synergy we have. Look at the power we have. Look at the unity that we have. And with unity, there's more power and strength, and we have the ability to change. We have the ability to change and move mountains where those mountains could never have been moved before. And so it's just beautiful to talk to both of you. Now, as usual, I'm very talkative. I have one more question for you ladies because I really want to honor your time. It's like, oh, my God, I need my girlfriends. We should be having like a Zoom happy hour, tea hour, coffee hour, or something like that. But anyways, this is close as you get. But this is close as we get, but this is very good for you listeners because you guys can listen to this anytime as much as you want and share it with your friends, your girlfriends. So I want to go back to you, Sherry. So now that we're kind of like at the end of our fierce, fearless, and unstoppable woman's conversation, what is one thing, if you had a message to deliver to men, women, anybody listening to us right now about stepping into being fierce, fearless, and unstoppable and turning their passion into their purpose, what would you say?
What I would say is to know in your heart, in your soul, and in every part of your being that you have a gift to share. And that when you share that gift with the world, whether it's as a business owner or in a corporate job or just as a human being, the world's a better place. And that when you play small or when you hold back that gift and sharing that gift, then all those people that you could have an impact on are kind of cheated. So step into that power and step into acknowledging the gift that you are and be that gift in the world every day and make the difference that you and only you were put here to make.
Oh, my God. I love that. Oh, my goodness. All right. There you have it. Sherry.
Drop the mic. That's a drop the mic.
Marcia, tag, you're it. Same question.
I know. I was thinking I had time to think about it, but I was so intrigued with what Sherry just said. And
girl, you got it. You got it. Just let it flow into your mind and come
to
your heart. Yes.
I think that's what I would share, is let your, just fill your heart with joy and fill your heart with what it is that comes to you. And there's no, and you're going to hear from so many people, no, you can't, and no, you can't do this, and you can't do that. But I feel that our next generation, our millennials and our Gen Zs or whatever else they want to call them, you know, we have so much that we can learn from them, and they've gotten a bad rap of being late, of being told that they're lazy and that you know all of this stuff. But boy, when you see the passion that's out in the streets that the kids are you know showing the rest of us, and that they're learning to deal with the virus and work from home and just be flexible. I mean, why we should. To them as our future, and all I can say to them is that keep following your heart and keep following your passion, and great things will happen.
I love it. I love it. You know, you both mentioned some very, very deep words of inspiration to those that are listening, and I appreciate both of you. You know, it's funny, Marcia, you're right, the millennials do get a bad rap. My kids are not millennials. I think they're, I'm not sure what's before millennials. I think they're, I don't know. I can't keep up with all the alphabet soup. However,
right.
They're not millennials.
The alphabet soup.
Right. But, you know, the millennials have gotten a bad rap, and I must say that they do well deserve it. You create it, you own it. Now you just move forth in a positive manner. But they seem to be one of the group, the generational groups that are really handling all that's going on in our world today a little bit with grace, I must say, and a little bit with empathy for the other person. And although in some states they've gone 51-50 and they're not wearing their masks like they should. Yeah, okay, the mask is not, you know,
I love that. They've done 51.
Yeah, they just lost their damn minds. And it ain't necessarily the young ones either.
I know,
it'd be like, the mask is not going to prevent you getting coronavirus, but it is going to curtail it and make it a lot more difficult for you to get it. Mm-hmm. And I've been stuck in Texas since I came back into the U.S., and so I can't get to my home state, Northern California, Silicon Valley, born and raised. I can't get there to be or see my kids or my grandkids or my family or anybody that I love and care about. But I am very proud of how I'm watching all the young ones, the youngins, I call them, how they're stepping into owning the work-at-home stuff and they're doing a thing and they're being productive. And, you know, people my generation are kind of complaining a little bit because they can't really get out and do stuff. But in reality, what would you really be out doing? Spending money that you don't need to spend, trying to impress people that you really don't need to impress, taking time away from your family, right? Taking time away from your self-care, your own self, your own peace of mind, just to be out in the world doing something. And so both of you shared some, right? I mean, when you really, really think about it, we're not missing a thing. You're not, you know, we're not missing a thing. Hey.
And the nice thing really is that we have an opportunity to recreate what we want the rest to look like.
Exactly. Now, I'm not sure what decade you ladies were born in, but in my decade that I was born in, You know, kids still played out. I played outside. There was no computer, so I played outside. And
yeah,
my mom cooked
too.
Every
right.
day. She cooked every meal. So we know where, you know, other than the grocery store, we knew that what was in our food, what was being put in our mm-hmm. food as it was prepared. And I did that for my kids. You know, I cooked every meal. It was, yeah, crazy. But the thing is, the time that all these people are complaining about stuff they can't eat out, you know, at least you know exactly where your hands have been, where your food, how you cook mm-hmm. your food, what's putting in your food. You went to the store to buy that food to cook. You know, there's a lot of benefits. You get to spend more time with your family. You get to spend more time with yourself. You can meditate. You cannot meditate. You mm-hmm. can walk around the house naked and work all day. Nobody has to know. You know, whatever.
Right.
Boat, right? You know, you can say
And look at all the new amateur chefs and do-it-yourselfers that were
right?
born.
Are you some That's of the recipes right. that have been came out? I'm like, you know, that whipped coffee one. I saw that right when I got back into the U.S. and right in San Antonio, like the day they shut things down.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, this is that whipped coffee recipe is not only very easy, but it's phenomenal. It looks pretty. And, you know, it's like, I've gotten the, like, blueberry cobbler recipe off. Just
yeah.
all kinds of stuff. How to mm-hmm. make a really bad green matcha green tea latte that will kill Starbucks any day. If I'm
right.
the wrong day, I may put Starbucks out of business. But you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of stuff
yeah.
that I've gotten and learned that I wouldn't have gotten had I wouldn't have this time
right.
to just slow down.
Mm-hmm.
And be with myself
yep.
and be in one with,
mm-hmm.
with, you know, the essence of me. So thank you, ladies,
yeah.
so much for sharing your time with us. Thank you for being these phenomenal speakers and ladies of wisdom. Thank you for being fierce, fearless, and unstoppable, because we need to get the message out and we need to empower and inspire other people that don't even know it's possible. That it is possible because the three of us are doing it. So thank you so much. And listeners, this is just a sampling of the phenomenal speakers that will be on the Unstoppable Woman Summit on Saturday, August 1st. It is a Zoom party, as we call it, or a virtual webinar. These ladies will also be our speakers in San Diego whenever we can get together, which is for January 2021, in San Diego, when everybody's safe, we can all gather around and be in connection and community with each other without being fearful of COVID-19 or the coronavirus.
Right.
These ladies are going to bring it. So if you have not signed up for the virtual summit, I'm challenging you, inviting you. I'm challenging you to challenge your friends, to share this podcast with everyone, because this is just a sampling. This is like a little taste of the very best appetizer you can ever have, and then preparing you for the main course, because it's going to be absolutely amazing. And so, again, if you haven't signed up or haven't even checked us out, you want to go to blissfulliving4u.com and click on the virtual summit and sign up. And again, Sherry Kaufelt and Marcia Delight, I am thanking you for your time. Thank you for your beauty, your presence, your grace, your inspiration, your motivation, your knowledge, your confidence. You're igniting that fire in all of us to step into living the life of our dreams and make it our life, not somebody else's life. Thank
yep.
you so much for all
Love
of
it.
Us.
Thank
you
to you.
Thank you. Thank you. And everybody come
yeah.
join us. It's going to be an amazing time.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Can't wait.
Right now. We're going to have a ball now. If y'all want to join us, you can join the
That's
party
right.
and have a ball with us. But we're going to have a ball. And I want to thank the listeners out there. Thank you so much for being here. Hopefully you got some information, some inspiration. We put a little fire to your fanny to ignite some good things in you. Thank you so much. And share the show with everyone that you know, love, and care about, and people you may not like. You know, you never know. You may, by sharing the show, you may help change them to be somebody you like. You never know. And thank you to our sponsors, All Day Cable Incorporated, as well as Blissful Living for You. And as always, I want to honor the ladies' times that were our speakers. So I'm going to say farewell. And until next time, the Queen of Feeling Fabulous, Rochelle Marie Lawson, is wishing you peace to your mind, wellness to your body, and tranquility to your spirit. And I hope to see you at the Unstoppable Woman Summit. We will be looking for you virtually. All righty, Saturday, August 1st. 2020, from 10 a.m. to about 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. All righty, there you have it. Take good care, everyone. And until next time, be healthy, well, and safe, and goodbye.
Thank you for joining Rochelle Marie Lawson on Blissful Living. To contact Rochelle Marie and to find out more about Blissful Living, click on Blissful Living for You link right here on the Blissful Living Network. Catch all the Blissful Living episodes on demand and available for download 24/7 on blissfullivingforyou.com. Until next week, may your life be filled with peace, wellness, abundance, and prosperity.